You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Hey, welcome in. I'm so glad that you are here. We have something a little bit different, super cool and amazing today with my guest. My guest today is Lisa Dunford Dickman, and I'm going to read her bio. Lisa is a traveler, a life coach, an art medicine woman, and an African safari retreat leader. You'll hear more about that soon. On her Open to the Magic in Africa Sea to Safari transformational retreats, Lisa guides clients to connect with the animal's wisdom, awaken deep wonder, and return home forever changed, embodying how divinely loved they truly are. Before becoming a coach, Lisa spent 15 years helping others explore the world as an author of more than 40, that's 40, Lonely Planet travel guidebooks. She's lived in 6 countries and speaks 4 languages, 5 if you count Texan. Welcome, y'all, to Lisa Dunford Dickman.
Thank you. Thank you. It is so good to be here with you.
We're so glad to have you. And I love our conversation today is going to be, like I said, a little bit different. And I just resonate so much with Lisa's philosophy and the way she runs her business and what she does and how she shows up. And so I wanted her to come today and talk about that aspect of being in your business and being in your life and how much more powerful you can be when you actually can embrace this philosophy. So welcome, Lisa. So tell us, Lisa, you have a very specific ideological approach to how you can be powerful in your life. Tell us about that.
I do. So for me, I call it lessons from lions, because that's really where I learned it, was like by being true to myself, by being true to what really lights me up, what really makes me feel most alive, not just in my business, but in my life, that is what has exponentially grown my business, being more of who I am so that I can be more powerful in my business.
And when you say lions, you actually mean the animals with the manes and the roar. Like, we're talking legitimate African lions, right?
I do. So I was a travel guidebook writer. I traveled the world for Lonely Planet for a long time, and I really loved exploring my world. And then I really got the call that I wanted to go deeper. Like, I wanted to be of more service. Yes, I always felt I was being of service by helping people explore their world, but I wanted to go deeper into that healing, transformational exploring your world. And I, while I was doing my Martha Beck life coach training, a very serendipitous story for another day, I got invited to go on a retreat in Africa. And it just, I get really wordless, because it just blew my life open. Like the awe, the wonder, like of this magnificent planet we live on, that is always all around us. It's just a little closer to the surface in Africa, you know, and I could really see what was real and what was not real. Like this life and death struggle with cheetahs and impala, real. What my mother-in-law thinks of me, not so real.
Wow. Wow. That really puts in a lot of things in perspective when you actually
very quickly
stop and focus on something other than what is in front of you in your everyday.
Yes. And so you're removed from it and you're connected. It's really easy to feel separate when we're behind these different walls or behind these cameras.
Right.
But when you're out in nature all day long, When a lioness climbs a tree 10 feet in front of you, and it grabs the tree around it and looks at you and says, "I see you," and not in some scary, "I'm going to eat you" kind of way. Like, "I'm looking into your soul" kind of way. It's just hard to feel separate. It's hard not to know how connected we are to everyone and everything around us. That lion is more like me than it is different, looking out for its young, wanting to get by in life, checking out threats like safari vehicles, you know? And that sense of oneness and wonder, I would connect with that when I was over there in South Africa, and I would bring it home, and I would be lit up to like really see things in a new way and really focus on what's true to me. And then after a while, it would wear off. Like peak experiences wear off after time. And so when I was creating my coaching business, I was doing a business retreat, and I got a message. We were asking our retreats, I mean, our businesses, as you do, we were asking what it wants next. And it said Africa. And a lot of people had a lot of opinions about that.
Correct.
Oh, well, here's my travel agent's number. You should go back again. And I'd been at this point, I think I'd been 5 or 6 times already, because I just couldn't get enough. It was like going home to a place I'd never been before. And so I was, "No, I don't think that's that. I could take money out of savings and go if I wanted." And they're like, "Oh, well, you need to hold a retreat yet there." And I'm like, "Or you need to take people on a tour." And feeling in to me, none of that felt aligned. And what felt aligned was doing a 100-day project called Lessons from Lions, where I did an art project where I posted a picture of a lion I had taken one a day for 100 days and reflected on how I wanted to bring that into my everyday life.
What I love about what you just said is you mentioned it. Peak experiences go away. Like we just went to Europe, and that's, it was amazing and wonderful and life-changing, and the things that you see and the way it changes you because you're not where you normally are is wonderful. And you're right, it does go away. So spreading something over 100 days, that's not quite half a year. I'm trying to do math in my head. A little less
I
than a
don't even try
third of a
that.
year. Like that's like 3+ months, right? About 4 months. Spreading something out that long because you keep revisiting it and revisiting it and revisiting it, that actually can create a deeper, longer lasting transformation and a deeper, longer lasting mindset shift in way you see your life and the way you see your business, right?
Absolutely. And it was part of my process. Because I really wanted to be able to bring Africa home with me. I really wanted to be able to live Africa, to live that knowing that we are divinely loved, always supported, that we are not separate, that we're one, that we can discern what's real and what's not real. And I wanted to live that at home. That's what my business was calling to me for. And so I really went deep, including that project. I went deep for a year, developing my own processes so that I could live that way on a daily basis for myself first, and then teach my clients my tune in and trust process, the ways to integrate these things so that they can live from that place of truly being loved. And what difference that makes in your life.
It really does. And to know what lights you up from the inside is really powerful. And we talked a little bit about this before we got on the camera, and one thing that you did is you created a business around what lights you up. You created a business from who you are. And I think a lot of times business owners will compartmentalize, or they'll
Yes.
have a business and it's not their personality, it's not who they are, and that is totally okay. It's totally okay to have a business that's not, I have a dry cleaner, but I'm not a dry cleaner at heart. That's not my passion. I get that. However, there is a way to show up authentically and run your business, no matter what that business is, from what lights you up. And that is an area that you are an expert in. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, it's really about permission, giving yourself permission to be all of who you are. So for example, when I was first creating my business and I was doing one-on-one coaching, but I was thinking about getting into retreats, a lot of the conventional advice is to start small. You need to do a webinar first that goes to a 3-day event that goes to a retreat, or you need to do a domestic retreat first. And I started doing that. I started creating a domestic retreat, and it just didn't light me up. Like, it wasn't going anywhere, roadblock after roadblock. It wasn't. And then the thought of taking people to South Africa so they can have their own lion moments. They can feel that shift in their body, that embodied knowing of how loved they are, and everything took off. It was very serendipitous the way the people came in. I embrace it in my marketing, in my free gifts, in my things, because this was what was alive for me. And that's when it really took off. When I stopped, like, as we talked about, it's really good to know all the business strategies. It's really good to know about sales. It's good to know about funnels. It's good to know about marketing. And then there's what's alive for you. And choosing the platforms that work for you, choosing whatever works for you, is going to make you infinitely more powerful. And Africa worked for me. And so I followed that, much to the chagrin of some business coaches, and it worked. And I've talked to clients who were doing really good coaching over here, for example. He was a really good coach. And then offhandedly one day he mentioned his love of diving, of deep sea diving, which a whole wealth of metaphors for your marketing, like about going deep, about, putting yourself in a new environment. And he really thought of those two things as separate parts of his life. Like that's a hobby. That's not my coaching, and my coaching has to be this. But even if it is dry cleaning, filling your space with things that you love and light you up is going to be magnetic, because we're energetic creatures. We're all made of energy. And when we're in that higher vibrational state, others entrain to that. And who doesn't want to feel like love, joy, passion, right? No, so even if you're filling your dry cleaning space with things you love, it's going to become more magnetic. The more you are, the more magnetic your business will be.
Absolutely. And if you are in that environment where you have a business that's maybe not, you started it for whatever reason, it's not what lights you up, bringing in the things that you do love, bringing in what makes you feel connected and authentic and you're gonna and loved, that's gonna, if you bring that into any space, that's gonna make the space more you. It's gonna make the space more connected to who you are. And if you have a business and it's like, you go in and you feel like you're going to work and you do the job and then you leave, or you're not that connected to the work, then find a way to be connected. My husband and I had a business that we ran for over 10 years, and to be honest, the work that we did, I was not terribly connected to the task of the work. I was connected to why it was important to our customers. I was connected to talking to people and hearing their stories, because that's what lights me up, is being around people and talking to them. And so creating the space that I loved within this business that, was my husband's passion, and I'm passionate about him, so I wanted to go along with it. So, but finding that spot of what in the business makes you happy, that can go a long way. And then if you pull
Yes.
in the other pieces that bring you alive into that space as well, then that just makes it more warm and deep and connected and makes you want to go there.
Yes, 100%. And so that's a really valid question for listeners and viewers to ask themselves, what really lights you up? Like, what really brings you alive? So even in writing Lonely Planet guidebooks, there were some tedious elements to that. Way back then, there was not an internet and there was a lot of connecting. When I first started, there was not the resources we have now. And there was a lot of like collecting the train schedules and the store open hours, which was, and you think traveling is all this glamorous, but you have to cover three little villages in one day. You have 2 days for a giant town. It's not sipping pina coladas on a beach and reviewing the Beach Boy, So there were aspects of it that were not so fun. So even if in a job you do like, there can be aspects that are not fun. But I really stayed connected to, I am helping people explore their world. I'm helping them go deeper. So, like, what is the deeper meaning? Like, you were finding meaning in supporting your husband. You were finding meaning in connecting with others in your business. So, like, what is the deeper meaning you could connect to? So, there are, what are my interests, like diving or Africa? And how can I bring my interests into my business? And then there are, what are my values? And how can I bring my personal values into my business? And those are really good questions to be asking yourself.
So talk a little bit about how values, talk a little bit about how do you even know, what are your values and what are your business values and what are your personal values and is it different? Talk a little bit about around values whenever we use that term.
So you talked about connection and like relationships could be a value. Like if you value having positive relationships or having good relationships or spreading joy in the world, it's like a, think of it like a, what feeling states do you want to spread?
Oh, what feeling states do you want to spread? How many of you have taken the time to sit in your business and think about when customers interact with my business, what feeling states do I want them to have? This is a great way to start thinking about your
And what
values.
ones do you want to have? Like, so say you're a Hertz rental car driver. After I read A Course in Miracles, which is a spiritual book, I was like, oh my God, that would be the best job in the world because you get to love on people every day. You get to make them feel supported and held. And at a busy time when they're hectic and they're going places, you can be a moment of calm for them. And it all depends on how you look on at it and what you want for yourself and what you want for the people you're interacting with.
That's
And there is a good way to connect to that.
okay.
So before you take any action, so it's I think of it like the three B's, because so often we're on autopilot. We're going through those tasks in our daily job. We're not connecting to our values or what feeling state we want to spread. We're in our head. We're just doing the things. But if you, and a lot of your listeners will be soul led and will have morning practices and may connect in the morning. But then, like the peak experience, that wears off too, right? We connect into what we want to share, what we want to spread in the morning. And then, we get busy. So before you take an action, especially if you're not clear, I suggest using the three B's. So always remembering before action, you breathe and you be. And just taking 2 minutes to close your eyes and place your attention on the center core of your body between your heart and your abdominal or womb space, and really feel into that quiet and that groundedness, and really go home for even just a minute. Like breathing deeply into your abdomen, feeling like what it feels like to be connected to all that is, connecting to that feeling state you want to spread. And then that's when intuition can bubble up. And then that's when your action is coming from your true self. not from the head, not from the mind or the busy or the shoulds, from like your true north. And so just taking a moment before action to breathe and be can be a very simple way to connect to those values and to discover more of who you are.
That's really powerful. And I would say that most people spend their day going from task to task to task to task to task to task to task and not stopping, and also maybe feeling like I don't have time to stop. And the irony of that is that if you took the time to stop, breathe, get centered, be with yourself and what you want to create, you actually will create more things that are, you'll be more efficient is what I'm trying to say. The word
absolutely.
Yeah, you'll be more efficient. You'll because you're now going into it without thinking, but without the baggage that comes with the thinking.
Yes, the pressure.
I am a very much with my head. I lead with my head. I'm always in my head. I'm always thinking. So returning back to, and I'm a fast-paced person too. So returning back and taking that moment is not something that I would go to naturally. I remember whenever, back to what we're talking about, the business that my husband and I had, we had people coming in and out of the door all day long. We had people calling all day. And I was trying to get tasks done at the same time. And I found that whenever I would, when someone would interrupt me, it would be like a trigger. Like I'd be like, God. And I know I can't answer the phone that way. And I know I can't greet someone coming in the door that way. So I, without even knowing this process, I literally would, especially I started with the phone. I would say the phone would ring. I'd get interrupted. I'd feel that immediate stressor. And then I would stop and I would literally take a deep breath, reset myself. And then
Beautiful.
I would answer the phone. And it got to be, I did it every single time. So I got to be where it was a split second it took me to make that transition. However, initially, I actually had to take the deep breath, had to stop and then go to the next task. And it actually changed and made our business so much better because now I'm not answering the phone annoyed. I'm not greeting someone coming in the door with an attitude because I have recentered into what was important, which was customer service and being present for the customer. I actually took that moment to do it. And then it became a natural habit.
And that's so beautiful. And I would argue you also took that moment for yourself, right? So to be in the state you want to be in, you don't want to be aggravated and, feeling impatient. You want to take that breath and take that reset, right? For you first, because
right.
I think that's another lesson I had to learn is when we're, our businesses are for us first. And so that's why following our interests, following our values, following like what's alive for us makes such a difference. Because like when we're lit up and our business is transforming us first, then we give permission to others to do that. It becomes more powerful. We're more magnetic, and also, isn't it just nicer to be in peace when you're answering the phone?
Yes. Yeah.
Then in that, like, I get that knee-jerk response. I have that when somebody bothers me all the time. All the time. I'm here for that.
I loved what you said. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, please.
I loved what you said about that your businesses are for you first, because I am very much like when I'm thinking about my business and other people's businesses, when I'm coaching them and I'm working with them on their business, like what's the perception of the person who's coming in? You're solving their problem. I try to change that paradigm into thinking about the other person. And you're right. We do that. That's a little bit unbalanced. We also need to remember that it's for us too. And that was a really great point that you made, and it reframed for me as well. Because I think so much we think about as business owners of what's in it for us and how do we do it and the things we do. So I work a lot on changing that perspective. So thank you for that balance of bringing it back in. And it's for you too. Our businesses are for us. They are for us for whatever reason we started our businesses.
100%. And it's really about like being, like whatever it is you're trying to help them with. You're like embodying that value, that feeling state you want to have. If you're embodying it first, it's going to be easier for them to get it.
Right.
It's going to be easier for them to want to work with you. It's going to be easier for them to understand. Like if you're being the change you want to see in them or being the action you want to see in them, that's going to make it easier for them and way more enjoyable for you.
And I think we forget that we actually create the space around us. You know, if someone walks in and it's busy and, you know, they walk into chaos in a hectic environment, then they're going to feel hectic and rushed. And if they walk into a place that's calm and peaceful, even if it's busy, that the energy, that the space around, you know, that the thing that we want to feel, if we create that, then as they step into our space, our businesses, what's going on around us, it's created by us. We
Yes.
actually get to create that.
Well, and the essence of whoever you are, whatever you're creating in your business is really key, right? For you and for your clients, whatever kind of business you're in.
Yeah. And that transcends the type of business. What we're
It
talking
does.
about, this is why, one of the reasons I wanted to bring Lisa. This transcends the type of business that you're in. And, you know, how important it is to make the businesses that we started a place we want to go and not just another job that we ran from. We didn't want to be in corporate anymore or whatever. And we ran and we created this business and now it feels like work. And, you know, I have a mixed relationship with the do what you love and you'll never work another day in your life. I have a mixed relationship with that because yes, however, there's stuff in the do what you love that you don't love and you
Of
still have to
course.
do those things. And so I think sometimes we go too far on either side of that. However, you can do the work, whether you love it or not, and create a space that you love to go to.
Yes. And bringing in who you are and what you love to any business is going to make it more enjoyable for you and more magnetic to others.
Absolutely. That is so cool. Wow. This has been such a great conversation.
So
I
good
love
to talk to you.
I hope you are all getting as much value out of this conversation as Lisa and I are. I think that, like, I work a lot on the nuts and bolts side. While we do mindset, we do motivation, we do joy, we do all of these things, I don't necessarily have this particular conversation. And I think that this is something that is missing in a lot of businesses. And I think that's one of the things that contributes to the burnout, that contributes to the stress and anxiety. Because running a business, there's especially what depending on your goals and if you have to make a certain amount of money or and maybe you're not, and there's all kinds of pressures and stressors around running a business. And if we forget who we are, if we are not present to what lights us up, then that just makes the candle burn even faster. And
Yes.
it's burning from three ends. I mean, it's burning from the top, the bottom, and the middle. So, you know, being present to what you're creating within your life and your business and bringing in these things that Lisa's talking about, you can actually sort of defuse that a little bit because you can handle the pressure and the stress if you haven't lost your center. When you
Yes.
lose your center in who you are, then you have no, you lose your foundation.
Yes. And it's really a guiding light, right, to come back to. You can notice if you get off track. You can notice like, okay, I'm just doing. And I'm not enjoying this business I created that was supposed to not just support me, but light me up to like, yeah, there are absolutely things we have to do in businesses that may not be our favorite. And we may not be able to beg, barter it, or, you know, make someone else do it always. But when we can reconnect to like who we are and who we want to be in the world and who our business is calling us to be and what our values are and bring in our interests, then we have that guiding light to come back to when we get lost.
Right. That is so critical. I'm going to go back one more time to this idea of the customer. For me, the customer, that interaction, that thing, whenever stuff would get hard in our businesses and things would be going wrong, for me, that center was the customer. Why are we doing it? It's not the customer's fault. I got into a fight with my husband, so I don't need to be taking that out on them. It's not the customer, and our customers have entrusted us with this job that we said we would do for them. So for me, that was always a tether. That was a good anchor for me, to always know that it's for me, that what were the difference that I was making was in someone else's life. So being able to do that brought me back whenever things got hectic and crazy and frustrating, and why are we even doing this? And should we just shut it all down? And so that was
And that's you reconnecting to your values.
right.
That's you reconnecting to what's important to you. It's important to you to support these other people, to make this like help them and be of service. And that's reconnecting to one of your values. So that's being true to you. That's really beautiful.
And I loved that you've said this a couple of different times. I love that your philosophy is all of you. All of you, being all of you, being present with all of you. And can you just say a little bit more in your words about what all of you means for you and why it's important?
So I think so often we compartmentalize our lives. Like we think that business is over here and our relationships are over here and our hobbies are over here and our children are over here and it's all just different parts of us. But the truth is that not only are we more powerful when we bring all that in, like when we don't try to keep it separate, but it's kind of impossible not to. Because we're not multiple people. We are this one person. So I see that a lot in my, a lot of my clients are multi-passionate. So I work a lot with creatives or,
Tell me what you mean by multi-passionate. Break
yeah.
that down.
So coaches. So I'm a coach, a retreat leader, an artist, and a writer. And if I try to only be one of those things, it doesn't work. So when I try to like be like, okay, I'm focusing on my coaching and I forget the creativity, things start feeling off. And I don't know why, and I don't know what's going on. And then I realize, oh, wait, I haven't been painting or writing in a long time because that's part of who I am. And so I've got clients who are body workers, who are also artists, who are also this. And there are ways to bring it all together. You can do your marketing artwork for your body work business. You can, like, trying to make all of the parts of you work together instead of being at odds. Like because when they're at odds, it's like you're taking from one piece of the pie and giving to another. But the truth is, we're not separate. Like the parts of our life aren't separate. We're not actually, it gets a little metaphysical here, but we're not actually separate from our children, or we're all made of energy, right? And so when we're doing things for ourselves, we're actually also benefiting our family. Like if we're tuning in and trusting and doing something from our highest good, not from like this. Not from an ego place where I want more, I need more, I have, like, but from a what's my true desire, that is always going to benefit your children, your business, all the people around you. And permission to be all of who you are, which might include being like permission to sometimes be agitated that there are too many calls going on. Like that might be like give yourself permission to like go take a break. Because you're like, and acknowledge that you're like, but nothing is wrong with you. You are not broken. You are not separate. All the parts of you are welcome. And when you welcome all those parts, you have so much more energy. You have so much, like you were talking about earlier, time. If you actually take that time to slow down and connect within, time feels more spacious. No, like you feel able to get more things done because you're not in this striving and struggling and do it all myself mode, you
Right.
know? And time just feels different and it feels more spacious and like you have time to do the things. Whereas, you know, when you're running from the task to the task to the task, there's never enough time.
Right.
There's never enough time.
Right.
And I love that you have mentioned the power of getting out of your everyday circumstances. Like when you went to Europe, or I take people on retreat in Africa, there's a real power to remembering occasionally to remove yourself from your everyday, right? And to look back at what you're creating and just take time away from it without thinking, but also take some reflective time too. Be like, okay, wait, like what am I giving myself? What do I need more of? Well, how is this business serving me? Like, how can I bring my interests in more? How can I align with my values more? How can I have more fun?
Yes.
Like, so often business just becomes about should do's. Like, I should be doing this. I should be on this networking call. I should be doing whatever. Like, how can I make it more fun? And what's fun to you is going to be different from what's fun to me. So for me, it'll be make it more creative. Like, can I do artwork for my lead magnet, you know, or can I, you know, how do I make it more fun for me? Like, or like, how can I have these conversations with other amazing people? Like, I think that might be fun for you because you are good at connecting.
Yeah.
Like, so
I
I
love
think the
this.
podcast could be really fun for you, right?
It is actually when I started, it's funny that you say that. When I started the podcast, I kind of started it. It was one of those knee-jerk things. Oh, that's fine, let's do it. And the first day that I did interviews, I was on a Potapalooza. I've talked about this before. It's a full day of
I've
interviewing
heard of
people.
it.
It's crazy and so much fun. And I had no idea what to expect. And after like the second interview, I was like, oh, I like this and I'm actually good at this. I really enjoy talking to people and talking to them in this format and breaking things down and just having these
Yay.
conversations. And so I really do enjoy this part of my business. And it was something that I never even thought about doing. And once I started doing it, I was like, oh, this feels right. You know, sometimes you step into something and it just feels right. And if I had dithered and dathered and been like, well, should I, shouldn't I? Is this the right time? Is the I mean, it was an un well, probably unconsciously in the right direction, but I wasn't consciously like, my next step is going to be to start a podcast. It was always kind of out there. However, I stepped into it and found that I really liked it. Now, there are other things that I stepped into and I was like, this just doesn't, like, you can tell when something doesn't fit.
Yes.
It doesn't feel right.
100%.
And, you know, sometimes they're necessary and we have to push through. And if they're not, it's okay to stop and make a different choice and go another direction. I think
Well,
sometimes we go, well, I've already started, I have to finish. So.
yes. Yeah, well, and I think you make a really great point is that we may not know our value. Like, if this is something new to you, if you haven't thought about what lights you up, if you haven't thought about what are your interests or your values or your things, like, experiment. This is meant to be fun. Try things, see if it fits. If it doesn't fit, move on. Like, you know, so it's all like, if you see it as all a grand experiment in getting to know yourself better, to getting to know your business better, to getting to, again, be more of you. Like, but make it fun, make it light, make it a big experiment.
And I guarantee you, no matter what your interest is, it does not matter. You are going to find people that connect with that interest as well. That are it's gonna it, you just will.
So true.
It's amazing. I am constantly finding different things going, I didn't know that was a thing. And there are thousands of people who really like that thing that I didn't even know was a
Yes.
thing, you know? So it's whatever it is you choose to do, there are going to be people that will join you and be that community for you. So it's okay. Even if you can't see them now, even if you can't picture what it would look like, if you step into what lights you up, they'll come.
Yes.
And it's better than that movie, If the Field of Dreams.
The Field of Dreams.
Hated that movie. If you build it, they will come. It's not about building it. That's the thing. It's not about building it. It's about
No, it's
being it.
not. It's about being it,
If
yes.
you are that thing that lights you up, that's what pulls them in. And if we're trying
Yes.
to build artificially, then
Yes.
it won't work as well.
I could not agree more. Exactly.
Awesome. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being here. And I'm really excited about this because we talked about your creativity. So I would like you to share with our listeners your creative gift that you have for them.
Yes, so I have the Wild Ones Oracle cards, which are virtual Oracle cards that I did in an art medicine process, make the artwork for. I downloaded the messages. All the messages from the animals are based on things I actually witnessed on safari. I think I've been to South Africa 9 times now. Or this will be my 9th time. And it's all things that have really happened to me. And so it's yes, and a lion is courageous, 100% true. But it's about the nuances of their behavior that I've witnessed and how we might learn from them. And so when you go to my thewildonesoracle.com, you get to put in your information and pick a virtual oracle card, and it'll come with the message to support you in whatever time of change you're in right now. So the question is, what animal oracle energy do I need to support me now? And I created this because what I know for sure is so much more is available to us than most of us think. There's divine guidance and support and inner knowing that's always available to us. And one of the fun ways to tap into it is animal messages and oracle cards. So that's why I created this Oracle card pool to support you and give you a message for the energy that would support you in your time of transition.
Awesome. And the art, you created it. This
I
was
did. I
created.
did.
So
I
like
did.
this is all you, like all of it. And what's so cool about this gift is it's exactly what we've been talking about, pulling in the things that light Lisa up and that she's good at, and that she pulled all of those different pieces of her into creating this gift that she can share with other people. And it's all the more powerful because it is all the pieces of her. It's all of
And it was more fun for me to create because of that.
That's right. And I love that too. Making everything a little bit more fun because we're pulling in stuff that we enjoy.
Right.
That
For
makes
us first.
for us first. Yes, us first.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll get there, Lisa. Us first.
Oh, it is
So
so good to talk to you.
you too. And I will let everyone know. So here's how you're going to get Lisa's gift, unless you just go to the website she just gave you. The easiest way to do it is to go to our community. It's profitconnectors.club. So it is our clubhouse for all things Profit Connections podcast. So you are our profit connectors. You're connecting to your profit and you're connecting with other people so that you can make that profit. So profitconnectors.club is the URL. You go to profitconnectors.club and you just log in. It's free to join. And inside that portal, there will be information from Lisa, her bio, how to connect with her gift, a link to this podcast, and all of the other podcasts that we've had so far, and all of those gifts, they're all inside the club. So go ahead and go to profitconnectors.club. You can download Lisa's gift and all the other gifts that we've gotten here. I really encourage you to check out this beautiful, creative, all of Lisa gift that she's giving, because it really is sharing all of her with the world. And I think that's just so beautiful. Lisa, do you have any last thoughts that you want to share with us?
I just would love people, if they take anything away, for this to be a permission slip for them, like a permission slip to be more of who they're meant to be in the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. If you think you need permission, Lisa just gave it to you. Thank you again so much, Lisa, for being here. Hey, listeners, I encourage you to keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your business and your impact. Go make the best of it. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.